Today, we remain under the influence of progressive flow aloft. It will drop another upper-level shortwave trough into upstate New York and interior New England associated with a surface cold front. The cold front will dive from northwest to southeast today, but storm chances within the listening area don't look very good. Outside of some spotty showers in the northern Adirondacks and Champlain Valley, most locations will stay dry. There will be better chances for a few isolated storms in the lower Hudson Valley, but severe weather not a concern at this time. Instead, we will see a noticeable drop in humidity with dew points falling from the 60s today into a more comfortable 50s for most tomorrow, just in time for July 4th. High pressure will build in behind the front, ushering in slightly cooler temperatures by a couple degrees, but many locations will still be seasonable for early July. High pressure will also keep conditions sunny and clear for any and all July 4th celebrations. Our surface high pressure will slowly drift to the east Wednesday into Thursday. Humidity will climb Wednesday, followed by an increase in showers and thunderstorm chances late into the week. Showers are possible Thursday, but wet weather appears more likely for Friday into Saturday. Concerns late week will again be heavy rainfall as models currently have precipitable water values between an inch and an inch and a half during that time frame. Conditions will dry out on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, scattered strong to severe thunderstorms with locally damaging wind and hail may impact portions of the Plains and Mississippi River Valley today. Heavy rain may accompany some of these storms, leading to flash flooding concerns. Additionally, a few storms with isolated damaging wind gusts are possible in parts of the northern Ohio Valley and into the mid-Atlantic. Meanwhile, much of the West will remain dry. The strong July sun will heat up interior mountain locations, with highs reaching triple digits in some locations. Daytime heating will do little to fire up afternoon thunderstorms. They will be few and far between as fire danger remains at very high levels. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly cloudy skies with afternoon and evening thunderstorms possible. Highs in the upper 80s with a light westerly wind. In Boston, sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s. Expect a westerly breeze between 10 and 15 miles per hour with occasionally higher gusts. In Buffalo, sunny skies with a west wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 34 degrees this morning in Bryce Canyon, Utah, to 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, yesterday afternoon. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine will continue into the afternoon. A few spotty showers and thunderstorms also possible. Highs will reach the mid to upper 70s. Wind will be on the light side from the northwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies continue. Isolated late afternoon to early evening showers and rumble of thunder are certainly possible. Temps will climb into the low to mid 80s, wind on the light side from the west becoming northwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies will continue into the afternoon, temperatures climbing into the mid to upper 70s. Wind will be on the light side from the west, becoming west-northwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, expect mostly sunny skies to continue. High temperatures will reach the mid to upper 70s. Light westerly wind will become of the west-northwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we'll continue to see sunshine into the afternoon, with temperatures reaching the upper 70s to low 80s, primarily in the Capital District. Light westerly wind will become west-northwest by evening, around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your regional forecast for tomorrow starts off on the cool side with lows dipping into the 50s and 60s for Tuesday morning, but we rebound nicely with continued sunshine. Highs will be in the 70s with very comfortable humidity and light wind. Tuesday night will fall into the 50s, a touch cooler than Tuesday morning. Wednesday, sunny again. Highs will climb back to the 70s and even into the low 80s for some parts of the listening area. Light winds continue with lows Wednesday night to Thursday morning falling into the 50s and 60s. Thursday, partly cloudy skies will lend themselves to a few showers and thunderstorms, mainly in western listening locations. Highs will be into the 70s and 80s, with lows overnight into Friday morning falling into the 60s. Likely going to see more clouds than sun on Friday. Highs will be in the 70s and 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.